Force has built-in time limits as it's premised on ignorance, and the earth has designed us to grow. We asked a question during our February 5th, 2017 show, the audio file, Bad Daddy, Good Daddy, the answer to which we think we can partially see by examining the creation and use of power's trump tool, by which I mean that the things they've been doing with it, which we partly identified last week, show their thinking and to some extent their game plan, which is firm up the world sectors, ensure our containment, we the peoples, and provide debased populations that can be forced to do the grunt work. To this plan, unity must be our response. So we can partially get the answer by examining their use of the Trump tool along with their hidden weapon of EMF. We're arguing that both are being used to negotiate a new geopolitical consensus as capitalism is doomed. We've been discussing this. And for me, it is the fact that the ideology is doomed that is most significant. An ideology premised on the continuous consumption of the planet and the reduction of human beings to quantifiable so-called objects for the use of states, i.e. on lies, which would necessarily, as it means keeping us in chains and boxes, lead to the earth becoming a barren rock. We've been reiterating this point. Because only we, off-leash, can replenish her. With capitalism shredded and the stakes so high, what happens to the global state guy so accustomed to hiding behind it? We're finally getting to the answer to that question today. I imagine the knowledge of Nikola Tesla's EMF weapon is out now. And by that, I mean out among the global heads of states, primarily. And that some agreement between states premised on its existence is being negotiated. It's quite possible that the lightning strikes that killed more than 70 people in India, some estimates put the toll at over 100. That was the article, Lightning in India Kills Over 70, Many on Farms, by Suhasini Raj in the New York Times of June 23, 2016. It was particularly upsetting to read in that article that, quote, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed anguish about the lightning strikes, unquote. Recall, this is the man who played some part in the Gujarat massacre of thousands of Muslims. Quote, Gujarat, the only major state in India to have a Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, government, has for some years been the petri dish in which Hindu fascism has been fomenting an elaborate political experiment. In March 2002, the initial results were put on public display after the Gujarat massacres at its convention in Bangalore. The Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, which is the moral and cultural guild of the BJP, of which the Prime Minister, the Home Minister, and the then Chief Minister Modi himself are all members, called upon Muslims to earn the quote-unquote goodwill of the majority community. At the meeting of the national executive of the BJP in Goa, Narendra Modi was greeted as a hero. His smirking offer to resign from the chief minister's post was unanimously turned down. While the parallels between contemporary India and pre-war Germany are chilling, they're not surprising. The founders of the RSS have in their writings been frank in their admiration for Hitler and his methods, unquote, from Arundhati Roy, or her name may be pronounced Arundhati Roy, War Talk, 2003. And it's quite possible that the lightning that killed an entire herd of reindeer, 323, quote, "The animals died as if someone just turned off a switch," a researcher said. "They were standing on a hill. They seemed to have fallen dead on the ground exactly where they stood." Unquote from the article. More than 300 reindeer are killed by lightning on Norwegian plateau, by Henrik Preisser Libel. And quite possible that these were demonstrations of the power of Nikola's weapon for the benefit of new inductees into the club of EMF murderer statesmen. In that latter instance, it was for shadow statesmen of the Netherlands, is what I'd guess. And that Trump at the wheel is partly symbolic of the unpredictability of the behavior of the power guys, backed up against the loss of their fascistic fantasies. And of course, to get us to long for the good daddy, i.e., to re-legitimate the state. It is against and within this context that we should have our discussion of the Good Daddy Show Part 2. Note our questions and take them to a third part that asks, given this, what is in our best interests to do and how? Admitting in advance that I believe it's time for us to take responsibility for our own lives, children, and Earth. Sometimes I can imagine Prince saying to me, when I become judgmental about the ones who participate in my getting hit with EMF, but we have made no alternative for them. And what would that alternative be, if not the collective work of all of us globally? And to see each other doing this feels necessary. To see us stop for a day of planning and building that critical mass, countering power's message of violence and coercion with love, sharing knowledge of how this applies to the inevitable presence of agents, feels necessary for seeing our power, true power. But I have to say, Prince, for me, is central to this process because, as Prince said, we have to see it. We have to be shown. I can well understand why power was terrified of this man. Given the choice between standing with Prince or these lifeless folk, it's no contest. It's as if he embodies the alternative. No, not as if. He does.